Hi, and welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. This is your host, Imnaris Torres. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Before we get into today's topic, I want to give you guys a good introduction to this podcast. As most of you know, if you follow me on social media, I am very candid about my struggles with depression, with anxiety, my failed relationships, and I often make light of a lot of the things that happen to me that are pretty horrific. But for those of you who don't know, I'm also a licensed clinical social worker. I really love podcasts. I started listening to podcasts a few years ago after a friend of mine, Kim, shout out to you, boo, she told me about this Elevation Church podcast. At the time, I was really struggling with my faith. I had a friend who kind of introduced me to God, but on her terms. And I wanted a relationship with God on my own terms. So I couldn't get myself to church for whatever reason. So I started listening to this podcast. And I loved it. Then I found other podcasts that sparked my interest. It wasn't until last year when I lost my dad and two of my longest friendships ended, I decided that, you know, my narrative has been written for me my whole life. All my life, people have had their assumptions about me. And if you're listening to this podcast and went to middle school or high school with me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So this year, after months of sleepless nights, anxiety, you know, fear, doubt, I decided that I needed to stop letting people write my story for me. Don't get me wrong, this podcast really isn't about me, but it is at the same time. Because I know there are people just like me that are not living in their truth because they are afraid people are going to judge them. But there are two things I'm going to share with you that I learned this year. One is, if people have something to say about you, it has more to do with them than it is to do with you. And two, greatness happens when you step out of your comfort zone. With that being said, this podcast will be focused on wellness. I will be inviting a person of color to be my guest host every single episode to talk about how they are thriving in their field and how they stay grounded. So you will learn a little bit about our guest hosts. They'll tell you a little bit about their story, and they'll give you hopefully some tips and ways that you can improve your current lifestyle. I hope that this podcast will be as therapeutic for you as it's going to be for me. Like I mentioned, I am a licensed clinical social worker. So if you are curious about any issues or you needed any kind of advice, please send in your listener letters to basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com. That's basic, BASICLATINA, podcast@gmail.com. I really hope I spelled that right because Lord knows I cannot spell. I will get back to you guys about those letters. My guests and I will be reading your letters on the podcast, but they'll be anonymous. Don't worry. I really look forward to us being on this journey together. I'm super nervous, but I'm very excited. And I'm very proud of myself for getting it this far. To get into tonight's episode, we will actually be talking to my cousin Christina about what it is or what it's like to be a high school student right now. So, Christina, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, so I'm 16 years old. I'll be 17 in November.
Woo-woo! Are you excited for your birthday?
Yes. Ooh! I'm going to be 17.
Oh, my God.
I am a senior in high school, and I'll be graduating this year.
So oh, my God.
I'm kind of excited about that.
I can't wait to get into that. That's amazing.
You know, college is coming up. I work a part-time job at Famous Footwear.
Ooh.
You know, it's not the best job, but it's a high school job.
It's not glamorous.
Yeah, it's not glamorous.
where do you wish that you would work at instead of like Famous Footwear?
I wish I was working at a daycare with kids. Like, aww. I really like kids.
I don't know if you wanted to work with kids.
Yeah, aww. I like kids. I applied to the Y, but they never called me back, so I was like.
You are good with kids because you're good with like Jada and stuff.
Yeah, and like Ashton, like Ariel and stuff.
Yeah, you're a good auntie.
Thanks.
Oh, that's so good.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show, Christina.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, are you excited to be on Basic Latina Podcast?
Yes. Of course.
The first episode.
First one.
Have you ever listened to a podcast before?
not, it wasn't necessarily a podcast, but it was more like a video, like, about, like, God and stuff. And,
ooh. Oh, yeah.
Like the
one that we...
videos, yeah.
The one that we watched on my computer?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. But you never, like, listen, you know, the little podcast button?
Yeah.
You listen, aren't you on SoundCloud? Don't they? They have podcasts on SoundCloud.
Yeah, but, like, I use it mostly for, like, music and stuff.
Okay, okay. Yeah. What about, do you know any of your friends listen to podcasts? Like, are teenagers listening? No?
I think we know what podcasts, like, are. We just don't necessarily take the time to, like, listen to them and, you know, find out, like, which ones we like. Because, you know, there's, like, so many out there.
That's true. Does at your school, because you say you go to Plainville, do they do podcasts, like, at Plainville? Like, I know some schools will have, like, a podcast. I know your school has a Twitter.
Yeah, we have a Twitter. There's, like, a little section in our school, like, the tech room, and basically, like, people come in, and we have our own radio station. Like, people request songs, but it's not necessarily, like, we're talking on there and stuff like that.
Oh, my God, yeah. I want to get into, like, songs. I know you've been listening to trap music, and I need you to put me on.
I love trap music.
You know, I've been listening to, like, emo stuff, and... You know, because I'm like...
I thought you didn't like trap music, though.
I don't, because... I don't know why, but isn't that what, like, you guys listen to now, like, trap music?
Yeah, I feel like now music has really changed from, like, what it was before to, like, how it is now. Because, like, you have to be very, like, selective with, like, who you listen to. Because there's just, like, artists now who they just be like... and, like, they'll get signed, and it's just, like...
Oh, like, Future, like, he sounds like he's underwater?
I love Future, but now he's
underwater. No, he sounds like he's underwater!
No, I love Future. But, like, some artists,
okay,
like,
so who do you not listen to?
Like, Lil Pump, he's...
Lil who?
Lil Pump.
Pump?
Yes.
Ew,
he sings his call called, like, Gucci Gang, and it's, like, the worst thing ever.
Oh, my God. Who's your favorite? I know you like Drake. I know you like Future.
Drake, Future. I've been listening to Dave East recently.
You know, so, this is how much I'm not. You know, I thought Dave East was a football player.
No, he's a rapper.
What did I think that he was a football player?
He's cute, though.
He's cute? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely want to... So who is your... So you're listening to all those people. Do you listen to any females? Like, are you into, like, SZA?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I listen to SZA.
Do you like Sabrina Claudio? No.
I don't really
I know Elizabeth listens to her.
Music. One person I'm really big on is Janae Aiko. She's like my favorite.
Did you listen to Trip?
Yes. I have so many favorite songs now of her album. It's so good.
Who's the kid that's in Rae Sremmurd? What's that band?
Oh, Swae Lee. Yeah, Swae Lee.
He's interesting.
Yeah.
His voice is interesting. I heard that they're doing a mixtape together.
Really?
Yeah, like, just Swae Lee and Janae Aiko.
Oh, I have to listen to that when it comes out then.
Oh. You look like you would listen to that.
That's good.
What are your friends listening to?
I know one of my friends, she's, like, really big on country music, Sarah. She loves country music. I cannot stand country music.
She listens to country music. I'm so surprised.
Yeah.
Because you know the stereotype is that white girls listen to, like, trap music and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. She listens to, like, house music.
What's house music?
Kind of, like the EDM.
Oh, EDM. Yeah. Yeah, people like that. People like that.
She listens to that. She listens to, like, SZA. She kind of likes trap music a little bit, but she likes country more.
When you and your friends are looking for new music, where are you finding it? Like, on SoundCloud? Is it on Spotify? Is it, like...
Because
back in the day, we used to find out about new music on Pandora.
Really?
Yes!
Where do I find music? I mostly find it on, like, Apple and stuff. Like,
oh, really?
New music that comes out.
Okay.
Like, or, like, Instagram, if, like, because I follow, like, a lot of artists. Mm-hmm. And, like, they'll, like, promote their music on there. So I'm like, you know what? When this song drops, I'm going to listen to it.
That's good.
And stuff like that. So that's how I find about new music.
Remember how I was telling you I want to go to a concert?
Yeah.
You know who's going to come to Brooklyn? Her. H-E-R.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you say her?
I heard about her, but... Oh, that's weird.
I heard about her.
Yeah, I heard about her, like, her music and stuff like that, but I never, like, actually, like, took the time to listen.
Girl's, like, mad emo, but really? I love it.
Of course.
Yeah, I gotta play some of it. So, I know that you listen to a lot of music, so when, do you walk to work? No, your mom still drops you off and stuff, right?
I mean, on school days when I'm working and she's, like, when I come to school and I have to work and she's still working, I'll walk to work, but I get out at 9, so she picks me up from work.
Okay, good. Yeah, because it's dangerous out in these streets in Hartford. Facts. Do you find, like, music is therapeutic for you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah? Yeah. What are you listening to if you're, like, having, like, a bad day?
I listen to, like mellow music, like Jhené Aiko and stuff like that. Mm. And then I'll, like, turn it up to, like, trap music to, like...
I remember you telling me your favorite radio was Trap Rap.
Yes, Trap Rap Radio on
Pandora. Oh, my God. I'm still, I don't know anybody. You know, I was with my friend yesterday. He took me out to dinner and he put A Boogie in the car.
I love A Boogie.
And I was like, I wish you guys could see my face right now. I was just like, what the fuck is this? But it's just, no offense against A Boogie, but.
You don't like him?
No, it was just, I never listened to, like, I've never listened to A Boogie before.
Yeah, he came out with a new album, which is really nice. I like it.
Sorry, I feel like I, like, go off topic a lot. But, so, for Jhené Aiko, that's who you listen to when you're having a bad day.
Yeah.
Do you listen to, like, do you have to be, like, in a vibe to listen to music? Right now, it's raining. Is it, like, a Jhené Aiko night, or is it, like, a trap rap night?
It kind of depends on my mood. Like, I'll pick and choose, like, between, like, my music and stuff. Like,
okay.
Just because, like, I'll listen to, like, sad music doesn't mean, like, I'm necessarily, like, sad or anything. It's just, like... It's more for, like, the vibe.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been listening to, like, sad, mellow music. Mm-hmm. Like, in the 90s, it was... Well, not in the 90s, because I was born in 89. But when... In high school, it was, like, White Girl, like, Michelle Branch, like, all that dumb shit. That was, that kind of music, like, alternative music. Mm-hmm. But I've always listened to, like, R&B and sad music, and people are always like, oh, are you heartbroken? Are you sad? And I'm
No, it's just vibe.
Yeah, I like it. Which I miss... Do you listen to R&B? I feel like you...
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Because I like R&B music.
I feel like I hear you and Elizabeth always singing, like, old R&B songs, and I'm like, how the fuck do you guys know those songs?
Yeah.
How do you know, like, those songs that, like, I'm trying to think of an old song I heard you guys singing. Like, Nobody Who Can Love You Like. Heard you sing that, and how do you know that song?
I don't know.
Is it, like, on, like, I think it's just Twitter, like, or something? Or?
Yeah. Kind of, like, social media, like, brings music back from, like, old generations to, like, new ones. And it's just, like...
Or, like, what's that Running Man challenge?
I want to be your lady, baby. If name is song, give me a call, boo. If you love it, song, I give my all to you.
Yeah. I know that song too, like the Running Man challenge, but
I know. Oh my God! And then now there's all these other freaking. Did you do the dick challenge?
Oh no! Okay. I've seen so many videos though. It's kind of funny though.
It's funny, but I'm just like, I feel like you need to know how to rap for that.
Yeah.
Speaking of rap, when I was in high school, people used to do, like, I don't know if they're called ciphers or what they're called now, where people used to, like, rap in the middle of a circle. Circles. Yeah. Do people do that in your school?
No, not really.
Well, just for the record, like, would you describe your school as predominantly white?
Yes.
Right? So, and I'm going to definitely get into that. There was another question about, so we talked about music, books. So, since everyone is kind of using music to occupy their time, and you guys are, like, always glued to your phones, does nobody read anymore? Because I feel like reading is such a lost generation. You know that I'm always reading, and I grew up in a generation that we used to read, like, The Coldest Winter Ever, and, like, Fly Girl. We used to read all these, like, hood nasty books, like, in, like, high school. No, I'm so serious.
Nasty.
But that's what got us into reading, was reading all these, like, crazy, like, hood books.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like you guys read. Like, what is your opinion of that?
I feel like it's true. Like, I feel like my generation isn't really, like, big, like, on books and stuff like that. We're more focused on, like, technology and, like, our phones, and it's just, like, I kind of feel like we drifted away from, like, reading books and stuff like that, so, I mean...
Where do you think that comes from? Well, I think it's technology, too, but if somebody... I know you're on Twitter. Are you on Tumblr and...
I'm on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram.
Okay. So, if somebody posts an article on Twitter about, like... You like curls, right?
So, you
follow a lot of bloggers. So, what if somebody posts something about, like... You know, 15 tips to style your hair.
Oh, I'm reading that.
You're reading that, right?
I'm reading that, okay. Yeah.
So, do you find
your... For me to actually sit down and, like, read something, it has to catch my attention. I can't just sit there and read something that I'm not interested in, because...
Because I've definitely tried.
Yeah.
Have you read... Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
No, have you read any books this year? Because we're now in October, so this whole calendar year, you had, like, the summertime and everything like that. Did you read any books this past year, 2017, yet?
Normally, they give us, like, summer homework, but they didn't this year. But in English right now, I'm reading this book called Ishmael. Oh. And it's a philosophy book about this guy who's trying to find, like, a purpose mm-hmm. in the world and mm-hmm. trying to, like, make, like, the world better. And he meets this gorilla called, like, Ishmael. And
Ishmael, I feel like that's a movie on Netflix, or maybe I'm probably bugging.
Ishmael basically, like, gives him, like, a history, like, of the past and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he kind of, like, tells him, oh, like, look how far we came, but look how bad, you know, things mm-hmm. have gotten and stuff like that. And he basically makes the narrative of the book, like, find, like, a deeper meaning of, like, what life is.
I love that.
So, it's kind of, like,
I'm surprised you're into that, because I know that's not your, like, style.
Yeah, it's interesting, but it's, like, confusing at the same time, because, like, I'll read, like, a paragraph from the book, and I'm, like, damn, like, this is deep. And it's, like, it's deep to the point where, like, you can grasp it, but you can't at the same time, because, like, that's how, like, that's how deep it is.
I like it.
Yeah.
And so do you feel like it's better, since you don't read, like, for pleasure, right? Like, that, you want to just pick up a book. Yeah. Do you feel like it's easier when books are assigned in English to read them, because it's, like, you have assignments and you have homework to get through it, since other people are reading it with you?
I mean, some of the books they give us for, like, you know, for English and stuff like that, they're kind of boring. So I feel like it's not like we necessarily want to read them. It's kind of like we have to.
Has there been a book in English that you really, really enjoyed? Because I know that there was two when you were doing projects for The Great Gatsby, and I remember The Crucible.
Yeah, and there was called The Mocking. No.
Mockingbird. Oh yeah.
What is it?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, To Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah.
You like that one too?
Yeah, those were really good.
Those are really good books because we read them in high school too.
Yeah.
So, in your friends group, are you guys all similar, like, all the girls? Like, nobody in your group could identify as, like, a nerd, like, that's, like, into books and, like, stuff like that?
I kind of feel like my friend Sarah would kind of be, like, the nerd of the group. Mm-hmm. Not that she, like, reads and stuff like that, but she's more, like, onto, like, her books and stuff like that, and, like, studying and, like, getting good grades. I mean, like, we're all like that, but she's more, like, all for it.
What's your, like, morning routine? Because I know you're a senior now, right? Oh, I want to talk about homecoming. So, you just had homecoming.
Yes.
Your last homecoming as a senior. Last oh my God, morning. In high school. Okay, so, what was the difference between going to homecoming freshman year and senior year?
The difference. I kind of feel like, for me, it was like how, like, I dress. Like, I kind of had to, like,
you glowed up?
Yeah, I kind of, like, glowed up a little bit. So I had to show everybody, like, I'm a senior. Like, okay. This is my last year. I basically had to, like, leave, like, a footprint, like, leave an impression on everyone at homecoming. I mean, yeah, homecoming.
A homecoming.
Yeah.
So did you look at your freshman homecoming picture and, like, think about, like, oh, I want to be, like, a different woman, like,
or... Yeah. I mean, I didn't go to my freshman homecoming. I actually went to my sophomore.
Oh, junior. Sophomore. Okay. Yeah. What did you wear for sophomore? I feel like you wore a black dress, or am I imagining that?
No. We actually went together to go find the dress. It was, like, that cream color, and it was, like, strapless, the really long one.
Yeah, with the
black heels, yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah.
I feel like you always have this, like, style of, like, sexy, and not in a bad way, you have that, like, sexy style, I feel like. So, are girls, because I saw your dress, so it was kind of see-through and stuff like that. Did your mom have a reaction to your dress?
I mean, when she first saw it, she was, like, kind of, like, skeptical about it, because she was, like, you know, like, you're going to get in trouble, like, it's see-through. But the only parts that were, like, technically see-through was, like, from, like, my, like, armpit area to, like, the back. Mm-hmm. It was, like, a sheer material.
Mm-hmm.
And then the middle of, like, my chest was, like, see-through.
Oh, my God. Did you have to wear chicken cutlets?
No, I actually wear, like, these pasty things on my nipples, so you couldn't see them.
Oh, my God! Christina's talking about her nipples. She's fucking 16.
Oh my god.
Ew.
And then, so yeah, I just wear like little pasties and I was fine.
Oh my god. That's so funny. And then I saw that you had a red lip and everything, right? Yeah, so you look like a young woman. So you feel like you want to leave an imprint.
Yeah.
Are people, because only October, are people already talking about prom in your school?
Not really. I haven't heard any, like, conversations. I mean, like, some girls have, like, mentioned, like, oh, I can't wait for prom. You know, I'm going to look bad for prom, whatever. But, like, it's not necessarily, like, oh, my God, I need this dress and I'm going to wear this color. It's just more, like, they're excited for it.
And I know you and I were looking at prom things the other day. Yeah. So, it's definitely something people start thinking about early.
Yeah, most definitely.
What other things are seniors in high school thinking about right now? I could name a few that we've talked about, but...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody's kind of focused on college mostly because this is the time where, like, they're getting, like, college applications ready, you know, letters of recommendations, actually figuring out where they want to go and what they want to do. Most people don't necessarily know what they want to do, so it's kind of, like, they're going in, like, undecided.
Right.
So, they're worried about that, prom.
Are a lot of people thinking about going to community college, or is everyone kind of like, I want to go to a four-year school, I want to live on campus?
I've had conversations with, like, people in, like, my school, I mean, like, in my grade mostly about, like, college and stuff. And most of them, I was surprised because, you know, going to, like, a predominantly, like, white school, like, you kind of figure, like, oh, everybody has the money to, like, go to college for, like, 4 years. And everybody's like, no, I'm going to Tunksis, I'm going to, you know, Manchester Community College, and then for the 2 years, I'm like, oh, I'm surprised. And then there's, like, the handful who's like, no, I'm going 4 years.
Right,
some people
right.
are going to school in Florida, like, California, and stuff like that, so.
That's crazy. So yeah. There's definitely some people who are, like, aspiring to be, to go to California, and some people who go to community college, but it's a surprise for you, right? Because you're assuming that a lot of white people.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you, do you guys talk a lot about race in your school, because I think that a lot of people assume that, like, white folks, you know, have money and stuff like that, but white folks are some of the poor, you know, black and brown people, you know, we're very poor and we're living under the poverty line, but sometimes in some communities, there's a lot of white people living in trailer parks.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who are poor and in some states, I don't know if that's the case in Connecticut, I'll do my research, white people are getting more assistance from the state.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I kind of feel like if you need it, you need it.
Yeah. Does it surprise you that, like, there's a lot of white people getting, like, food stamps?
Yeah.
There's a lot of white people who are getting, like, yeah.
Yeah.
What about, oh, so back to the original question. So, do are people, with everything that's been going on with, like, Colin Kaepernick and Trump and this everything going on with race and ethnicity. Are people talking about it in your school?
I mean, conversations like that does come up and stuff like that because I know there are a handful of, like, people who go to my school who, like, stand up for, like, you know, Black Lives Matter and, you know, F Trump, Trump's racist, you know, he doesn't like black people and stuff like that. I know there are people in my school who are like that, but
what's the majority? Are the majority of your of the kids in your school Trump supporters?
I know a handful.
You know a handful? Yeah. But you don't know the majority, right?
Yeah, like, no.
How was it in school when the elections came? Because your birthday is election day.
Yeah.
So how was that? Because we found out that Trump was elected the next day. Was there, like, strong reactions at your school?
There was a lot of tension, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there are a handful of people who, like, don't like Trump, and then there's the other handful who, like, are all for Trump, you know, peace, love Trump, and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
As
a, you know, Latina, I know that you're really young and stuff like that, so it might be, you might be hesitant to get involved. How did it feel for you? Like, did you feel different about walking into school that day because Trump was elected and, you know, there's a lot of white people, and if you don't, it's okay, too, but
I mean, I kind of felt some type a little bit because it's like, damn, like, I kind of felt like these people were, like, racist because they supported Trump and, like, they supported, like, what he said. And it's just like, I have to go to school with these people. Like, I'm a minority. And
right.
They're not. So it's like, I did feel some type a little bit.
And you've been going to school in Plainville since what grade?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten? I didn't know it was kindergarten. Really?
Yeah, kindergarten.
Oh my god.
Because I went to preschool in that little Spanish daycare.
The one that everybody goes to in our family?
Yes, the Spanish daycare out there. Kindergarten. I used to go to Linden.
Oh, you did go to Linden?
Yeah, I was an AM student. So I used to go to Linden for the first half of the day, and then to the second half, I went to the YMCA.
So, oh wow. Yeah. So you and Elizabeth have been in the CREC program since you were in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And I know that you've had different reactions to this, but do you feel like, now that you're a senior and you're going to be done with the CREC program, mm-hmm. do you feel like you have had better opportunities because you're in the CREC program and you went to Plainville? Or do you feel like you've had the same or less?
Education-wise, I kind of feel like, personally, I had, like, a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I feel like school and, you know, their system has changed because now in my school, they're providing us with, like, Chromebooks and stuff like that. Mm. So technology has been, like, a big help for, like, education and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if other schools in Hartford have that, you know, opportunity to, like, have, like, Chromebooks and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And it's funny you said that because I was at a workshop today for my job, and one of the schools, the teacher was talking about how she had all these papers to grade, and I mm-hmm. saw all these, like, handwritten papers, and I'm just like, why are the kids handwriting papers?
Yeah.
And she was like, because we don't have Chromebooks for everybody. And I was yeah. like, that's so sad. They just got Chromebooks, and it's October.
Really?
Right. Like, they should have had Chromebooks for everybody in the beginning of the year.
I received my first Chromebook in...
No. I feel like you guys were young. Seventh grade?
It was seventh or eighth grade.
So you've always done your homework on that, on a Google Drive thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, in math we do have
paper.
Pen and paper and stuff mm-hmm. like that, but like to get the homework and like to actually look at it, it's online. Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, the recess of the Chromebook comes in. English, right. You know, that's where we type all our papers on, do our group work on and stuff like that.
Wow. That's yeah. so crazy. So you guys have Chromebooks, so you feel like educational, like in terms of education, you feel like it was a little better because of the resources.
Yeah.
What about, this has always been a struggle, I know this has been a struggle for you because of conversations we've had. What about trying to do sports? Like when you did track, was that an issue, like trying to get transportation? Or was it like a late bus? Or?
Yes and no. It wasn't a big problem with like practices and stuff because like I received like a late bus. Uh-huh. And the late bus ran from like 3:30 to 5:30.
Oh, good.
So I would always catch like the 3:30 bus and stuff like that. So practice wasn't like a big deal. Mm-hmm. But like for actual like meets and stuff, when we used to like travel to like, you know, Farmington and mm-hmm. stuff like that, it was kind of hard because it's like, wow, like, who's going to pick me up, who's going to bring me home and stuff like that. So that was kind of hard.
Yeah, that is tough because I know you've been wanting to get involved in sports.
Yeah.
Like for a long time.
Yeah.
What about, because you got a taste of what Hartford would have been like if you would have went to school in Hartford yeah. when you worked with me at that summer camp. Remember mm-hmm. last year at Milner?
Yeah.
Other than that moment, did you ever feel like you wish you would have gone to school in Hartford? Were there ever moments, like, throughout your, like, school kind of career?
Yes and no. I feel like no because I feel like education-wise, I wouldn't have had, like, the opportunities that I had, like, going to, like, Plainville schools. Mm-hmm. You know, social-wise and stuff like that and, like, being around, like, people of, like, my own, like, ethnicity and stuff mm-hmm. and, like, being with other, like, minorities, I mm-hmm. feel like it could have, like, in a sense, like, boosted my, like, self-esteem a little bit. Because, mm-hmm. like, going to, like, a predominantly, like, white school, you kind of, like, realize, like, damn, like, I'm kind of, like, not the only minority because there's, like, other minorities who go there. But it's, like, there's, like, a handful of us. And then mm-hmm. a majority of the school is, like, all white.
Yeah.
So it's like you fit in a sense, and then you don't, kind of.
And that's actually what I thought you would say, was that maybe socially, because you had such a good time when you were working at Hartford, because yeah. you saw all those kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you probably would have wished, like, summers that you were bored, right?
Yeah.
That you would have had friends in Hartford.
Yeah.
But I would you feel like now that you work at Famous Footwear that you're like now hanging out with more people in Hartford, like?
Not really, because it's kind of like a job, so I can't necessarily be like, I can be social, but not in the sense like, oh, like you're trying to be friends now, like. Oh. Yeah, so it's like, I can't do that, but like working at the Boys and Girls Club and like working at like Milner.
Oh, I remember you worked at the Boys and Girls Club. Like, that was fun.
I made friends through there.
I remember that.
And stuff like that, so.
That's good.
It was fun.
How has it, so you said, you talked a little bit about your confidence. Mm-hmm. So are there other, because for those of you who can't see, Christina, I would probably identify as an Afro-Latina. You know what an Afro-Latina is?
Yeah.
Like a dark skin Latina?
Yeah.
Okay. So Christina is the equivalent of like Pocahontas. We always joke that she's Pocahontas and her sister Snow White. So Christina has really, really, really curly hair, but she also can straighten it. So she's one of those Latinas that can straighten her hair and then the next day it'd be like super curly. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Are there other Latinas? Because, you know, we are all types of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. I look super fucking white in the wintertime. And yeah. I get like a little like toasty, mm-hmm. like a little almond some days, like when it's nice out.
Little Hershey kiss.
Oh, no. Not a Hershey. I mean, I wish. Yeah. I wish I was a Hershey's kiss. Are there other Latinas who look like you at your school? Or is it very rare that you see other Latinas at your school with like curly hair and you could just, they like Puerto Rican, you know what I mean?
I know there are, not in my grade, but I know there are some in, like, the sophomore class and, like, freshman class who I have, like, noticed that they have, like, very beautiful curly hair who are Puerto Rican. Like, I've seen them. It's just like, damn, like, I'm trying to be friends. Like,
freshmen's?
Yeah, freshmen's.
And, like, oh, so sophomores. You being a senior now, so they're coming in.
Yeah, they're coming in.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
There's really no one in my, like,
there's no grade. Seniors that are people who you've, like, known since freshman year. Like, everyone's been, like, mostly white and black and...
Yeah.
Like a... Okay.
Who aren't really, like, Spanish or anything.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I remember you had a situation on the bus with your hair.
Oh,
yeah. Do you want to talk... You want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Wow. This was, like... I want to say I was in, like... third or fourth grade. I was really young when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, when I was younger, like, I used to straighten my hair, but, like, not as much as, like, I do now or, like, used to before in the past. And I used to go to school with my curly hair and stuff like that. And there was this black girl who, she was, like, playing with, like, my hair and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she just, like, cut it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She cut my hair.
And you know what? And this whole time, all these years I've known you, I did not know that it was a black girl who cut your hair. I thought it was a white girl.
No, it was a black girl who cut my hair.
And do you know why? Like, what happened?
I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, what, like, triggered her to do it. Like, it's not...
Was your hair straight or curly?
It was curly.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what triggered her to do it. Like, I didn't do anything to her. I didn't see anything to her. She just, like, grabbed scissors out her bag. I don't know why she had scissors in her bag.
And you were in third grade?
I was young. I want to say third grade, yeah.
Okay. And people do some weird stuff in their third grade.
Yeah. Very weird.
Very weird. There's also... there's another situation I want to bring up that happened recently, but from third grade up until in, like, middle school and high school, can you think of other situations where people, like, where you felt uncomfortable because of, like, your race, like, where you come from, your hair, like, has anyone ever made comments or said anything to you?
It wasn't necessarily, like, the comments and stuff. It was more of, like, what, like, I observed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to always see, like, girls with, like, straight hair. Like, nobody had, like, curly hair like I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to always want, like, straight hair like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why, like, I damaged, like, my curls like that. Because I used to always straighten my hair, like, every single day.
I remember. I don't think it was until last year that you started. Was it last year? That you really started embracing your curls?
Yeah.
Like, I think the whole school year of, like, 2016. Yeah. You had your hair curly.
Yeah.
Because freshman year and sophomore year, you always had it straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the curly hair movement is, like, now popping.
Yeah.
Because people are, like, all over the place. But I remember, like, telling you, like, Christina, like, your curls are so beautiful. Like, I would get so mad at you.
Yeah.
Because I would hate for you to, like, damage your curls.
Yeah.
Did you know then, like,
I always known I've had, like, nice curls, but it was just more about, like, maintaining them and, like, embracing them and being, like, wow, like, I actually have, like, nice curls and stuff like that.
But did you straighten your hair because you knew, like, oh, I want to look like them? Or do you not realize that now because you're older? Like, what was your motive behind not wearing your hair curly back then?
Because I kind of wanted to just, like, fit in with everybody else with, like, straight hair and stuff like that. And, like, nobody had curly hair, so I was the only one. So that's why I used to straighten it all the time.
That makes me sad, but I'm glad that things changed. When did you start embracing your curls? Like, what changed? Because people are still rocking their straight hair.
Like, the summer before, like, junior year. That's when I started. I mean, I still straighten my hair now, but,
but not as much.
Yeah, like, I want to say, like, every other month, like, I would do it.
So it was just the summer before junior year. Was that the summer you were working at Milner or Boys and Girls Club?
No, I went out the summer of the beginning of sophomore year. I want to say that, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because when I was working at Milner, I had my hair curly.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember, because we used to all go to work, like, with our hair curly and popping, me, you, and Jada. So nothing really triggered it. Like, did you, like, see, like, a blogger with curly hair and you were just like, damn, I want my hair to look like that? Like, was there anything that, like...
Yeah, I used to watch, like, a lot of, like, YouTube videos, like, my curly hair journey and stuff like that. And, like, of other girls who used to, like, straighten their hair all the time. And I kind of see the difference now in my hair. Like, now my curls are, like, more defined and, like, tighter and stuff like that. Thank you. They're more, like, tighter and, like, bouncier and stuff like that. Before, they used to just be, like... like, curl, and then, like, straight. Like, curl, and then straight, or, like, straight, then, like, curl. So, it was very, like, my pattern was, like, very, like, uneven.
And I feel like your pattern is now getting to a point where, like, it's super healthy, where I can go from curly to straight.
Yeah.
And it really makes a difference once you start to get to know your hair, right? Because now you know how to maintain your hair.
Yeah. Now I know, like, what products to put in it, like, how to maintain it, like, what to use, what not to use, and stuff like that, styling methods.
Who taught you how to, like, do hair and take care of your hair? Was it your sister or your mom? Or did you learn on your own?
I kind of feel like I kind of, like, taught myself. Like, I used to do, like, my hair for school in, like, fifth grade. Like,
oh, it's so cute.
One of the styles I used to do, it was either, like, fifth or sixth grade. I used to take, like, a handful of, like, gel.
Used
to, like, slick it back in my hair. Like, it would take me a whole hour to do my hair because I didn't want no bumps. Like...
Yo, I stay having my hair with bumps.
No bumps. Like, I would redo the whole thing if I saw one little bump.
You know, I cannot do a slick back without having a bump.
Really?
I don't know what the fuck it is. You know,
I don't know what's, like, I think that's what OCD in me, that I, like, I see it and I, it triggers me.
You know, I don't give a fuck about hair. Like, right now, my hair look crazy. But it's all right.
Nah, you still look good, though. You still look good.
Oh, thanks, so.
But, like, but you know how, like, Jada's hair be?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's how my hair had to be. Like, back, everything.
Because, like, her mom do her hair, like, she don't play around.
Facts.
I feel like that, I feel like if you have a parent like that, like, our family is so relaxed. Like, my mom and I, like,
yeah,
she never was, like, you know, like, those shows where it's, like, a parent will be, like, combing somebody's head and they'll, like, smack their head or, like,
yeah,
you'll see, like, the baby crying. My mom would not go through that with my sister and I. We'd be, like, we would go to school looking crazy.
I feel you.
So, whatever. I feel bad for my kids. So definitely listening to bloggers or, like, going on YouTube, do you feel like that helped influence your curly journey a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. What about, there was something else I wanted to ask you about school. Oh, so how do you feel about sort of the college process and everything that's going on right now? Do you feel like, because when I was applying, I felt like I got a lot of support. And we've talked about a little bit, like, the support that I went. And we've talked about my journey. So, do you feel like you're getting enough support for the college process? Do you feel lost? Like,
I kind of feel lost in a sense that, like, I kind of don't know how to, like, ask for help. And it's always been, like, a struggle of mine and, like, school and stuff like that. So, I kind of feel like I know I have those support. It's more just, like, asking for it.
Okay. So, you struggle because you know you have support, but you don't want to ask people for it.
Yeah.
At school, do you feel like that, or at home, or both?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
But at school, are they aggressive where they're, like, going to you and saying, like, you need to meet with, like, do they meet with the seniors monthly, like, or, like, every other month and say, are you on target? Like, do you have a checklist? Like, do you...
No, I can feel like... I mean, I did
Or do you have to advocate for yourself?
Yeah, you kind of have to, like, advocate for yourself. And, like, okay. If you need help, go get the help you need, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
So they're not on top of you?
No.
And I can, like... Yeah.
It's kind of, like, teaching us, like, a lesson, in a sense.
Independence?
Yeah, like, independence and stuff like that. That, like, nobody's going to hold your hand. Nobody's going to tell you, oh, do your homework, you know, do this. Because, like, in college, like, nobody's doing that for you.
That's
nobody's
true.
Telling you, wake up at 7 a.m., brush your teeth, wash your booty, like, go to your classes.
Wash
like,
your booty.
Nobody's telling you that. So it's kind of like they're kind of preparing us in a sense. And it's like, if you need the help, like, you go get it.
You know, but I kind of want to play devil's advocate a little bit, because I feel like when I was your age, I went to a magnet school, and I feel like people were on top of us. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe that's the drawback of Hartford schools. You know, in Hartford schools, the dropout rate is crazy. Like, people don't stay, like, in school. You know, there's you know, different reasons why people don't stay in school, or they don't graduate. Mm-hmm. They don't make it through their senior year, or they never go to college. But I feel like that's one thing about Hartford schools as opposed to other schools in other towns, is that in Hartford, since our dropout rate is so high and that people are not graduating or people are not going to universities or mm-hmm. community colleges, they kind of handhold you.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, Christina, did you go to, you know, did you go see your counselor? Christina, mm-hmm. if they see you in the hallway, they'll be like, did you apply there? Did you go to this open house? Mm-hmm. Oh, you need that voucher? I got you. Oh, you want to come after school and help you write my essay, like mm-hmm. your college essay? So I feel like they're on top of you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's good? Do you like the style that your school is doing, the independence, or would you rather the style I just mentioned?
I kind of like the independence because mm-hmm. I feel like it kind of, like I said, like, it teaches, like, us a lesson when we're in college and stuff like that. Like, nobody's going to hold your hand for you.
Right.
So.
Which I know you've learned the hard way, unfortunately. What about at home? What can like, parents do at home for their children? Because a lot of the time, you know, I'm not a parent, but a lot of my friends who are parents, some of them have high school kids, some of them don't. Mm-hmm. They would say that, like, you know, kids have attitudes and they don't talk to them. Yeah. And so how is it that parents can be helpful for you, like, in this college process, or people that loved ones, anyone around you?
I would say one of the big things that, like, kind of, like, bothers me in the sense mm-hmm. is, like, being pressed.
Mm.
Like, oh, like, did you do this? Did you do that? And it's kind of like... It kind of adds on, like, unnecessary stress and stuff like that. Because it's like, no, I don't have this. Or, like, I do have this. Or, shit, I need to get this done. And it's like, I would feel like kind of, like, opening up in a sense. Like, mm-hmm. oh, like, you know, do you need help with this? And if you need this, like, let me know. And we'll come to you when we're ready. It's kind of like when we're being, like, pressed and, like, pressured, we kind mm-hmm. of, like, shut down in a sense, and we don't want, like, want to talk about it and stuff like that. So I kind of feel like just, like, be open in the process, and, like, when we'll need you, we'll come to you.
Okay, so kind of a parent approaching you and saying, Christina, this is what the college process is like. Maybe having, like, one long talk.
Yeah, one long talk is definitely, like, necessary, but...
And then, like, let you know, like, maybe check in once a month or something. Be like, you know, I'm not a parent, but I think that what I would do is talk to you in the beginning of the school year mm-hmm. and write, you know me, I love lists and shit.
Yeah.
I would sit down and be like, okay, in September, we should be going to college visits. From, like, September to November. Mm-hmm. And then from November to December, we do this. January, we do that. So... Would you rather, like, somebody give you something and you could work on and give you some independence and check up on you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you don't like people pressuring you to do stuff?
No.
Like, I pressured you to do this podcast?
No, I wanted to do this podcast.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, like, good. I do have, like, a college, like, checklist, and I am getting, like, some stuff, like, checked off, like... Mm-hmm. I already did my letters of recommendations good. And stuff like that, so...
And I told you I would help you with your essay and stuff, which is super easy.
I feel like... The essay is kind of the hardest part, but after that, it's just mostly just sending your information, getting fast with them, mm-hmm. you know.
Which, I know you're concerned about the essay, but I've read your writing before, and you're a good writer.
Thank you.
You just have to sit down and stuff.
Yeah.
But it is a struggle, because as parents, we don't want even like, as you know, as somebody who's known you like almost all your life, it's really hard for us to know. Like, I don't want to bother you. I don't want to keep pestering you. Like, what's going on? What's going on? What is going on? Mm-hmm. And then I don't want you to feel like you're bothering me by, like, asking me and stuff. So,
yeah,
I think generally, you know, you should know that most people in your life, like, the door is open. And that you should go to them when you feel comfortable doing so and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm actually glad that your school is doing the whole independence thing. I think that's good. How are the SATs process going?
I hate SATs.
Nobody likes them?
No. Because it's... SATs is something you can't study for.
No, you can't.
It's kind of like, go ahead, take it. And if you do good, you do good. And if you don't...
Girl, maybe have vocabulary words that are crazy. Have you taken them already?
I've taken them twice.
Do you have to take them a third time?
It's... You could if you wanted to. It's not necessary, like... It's not necessary. But if you get a good grade, then... Fuck it, send them shits. Like.
Right?
Yeah.
Good, good. So you're right now, you've taken the SATs. Mm-hmm. Homecoming just passed. You're working on your essay. So now it's kind of like doing good in school, like finishing up college apps.
Yeah.
And then prom. You gonna slay?
I'm gonna slay.
You're gonna slay?
I'm gonna slay hard body.
I wanna. Before we finish up, because we're already at 45 minutes, I can't believe that went by so fast.
Really?
We've been talking for 45 minutes, girl!
It doesn't even feel like that long.
It doesn't, because we talk about this all the time. Yes. We could talk for forever, but I want to address, because this podcast is about wellness, you know, and kind of self-care, and you know, I'm always talking about self-care.
True.
So tell me a little bit about, because just so our listeners know, you've been having a rough month.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that. So do you feel like, do your friends talk about like being sad or being depressed or anxious? Like, is that something that people your age talk about or is it taboo?
I mean, I know some, when I talk to other people and they mention their friend group and stuff like that, they kind of mention the fact that, like, they don't necessarily feel comfortable, you know, telling their friends, like, oh, like, I feel like this and this is going on. But, like, I feel like I'm thankful enough to be friends with the girls that, you know, I have in my life because, you know, I can go to them and be like, bitch, I feel depressed as well. And they'd be like, girl, why? And I'll tell them and they'll give me, like, great advice. And, you know, they'll come to me and they'd be like, girl, I've been crying for, like, 2 hours. Like, what's wrong with me? Like, KMS. Like, but...
So in your friends group, you guys are very, like, upfront about, like, I'm feeling depressed or I've been crying or I'm this, I'm that. Okay.
Yeah.
Good, good. So do you feel like now that you're finally a senior that you found, like, the people that you know you can go to?
Yeah.
Good, good. Does it get easier to manage, like, your depression or in your anxiety and your sadness, like, as you learn, like, more about it?
I mean, there are, like, some situations that like trigger stuff, I would say, in a sense, but I know how to like manage it. I know who to go to. I know how to get my mental right after.
Good, good. And you're in a bunch, and I'm very happy to see that you're like yourself today.
Yeah,
because that's good.
I feel like myself.
Good. What changed from like today to like yesterday or like the day before? I didn't see you yesterday, but I feel like a couple of days I saw you and you were like, like, you had like a black cloud over you. Like, why do you feel so better now? Like,
Music.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, like, had, like, a talk with myself and kind of just sat there and was like, okay, like, what do I need to do? How do I get my mental right? Doing good in school, like, kind of, like, boosts, like, my, like, mood and stuff. Like, I had, like, a 90 on my anatomy
test. I know. I'm so proud of you. So nurse Lopez.
Like, right. Catch me. Registered nurse.
Catch me outside.
catch me outside my hospital. So, yeah. Like, doing good in school. Praying helps.
Girl, we gotta go to church.
That's a fact. You trying to go Sunday?
Yeah, we can go on Sunday.
All right,
So I like that because I feel like that's a good takeaway for our listeners who are moms. That if your child is doing well in school, that's going to help them have a better mood, right? Because imagine you keep going to class, you keep doing your homework, and you keep getting fucking C's.
Right.
That shit will mess up anybody.
That makes you feel like shit.
Exactly. Okay, so having good grades helps.
Yeah.
And you said, you've already talked about how music helps, mm-hmm. having good friends helps. What are things you do for, like, self-care?
Let's see. Take a nice shower, a nice hot shower. Mm,
you do like your good. Showers. Smelling yeah. good.
Face mask.
Hair
mask. Good smelling lotions. I love lotions that smell good.
So smelling good, showers, face mask, hair mask. So like kind of like feeling good on the outside. Like taking care of like your outward appearance kind of yeah. helps you feel better on the inside.
Yeah.
So if it's like
you... I kind of got this little thing called like look good, feel good. So
I like that.
If I'm like having like a popping like outfit or like my hair looks nice and like, yeah. my makeup looks nice, like I feel good. So it's like look good, feel good.
I like that because you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
You're not doing it for nobody else. No, and I know that. That's awesome. What about, what's your like morning routine to get you ready for school? Do you do anything special?
Not really. I kind of feel like I just do like the basic stuff.
Okay.
But one of the things like I do every morning is like before I wake up, like I'll go through like my phone and stuff like that. Not like checking like social media. Like I do that like after I get ready because like I'll spend a whole hour in bed and I won't even notice.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing I do when I wake up is put on music.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's your morning music? Is it the same thing or depends on your vibe?
It depends on like what like kind of like. Not the first thing I see, but, like, if I, like, I hear, like, a nice album, and I'm kind of, like, a new album that comes out, like, I'll, like, listen to it, like, while I'm getting ready.
Oh, I like that.
So, that's, like, the first thing I'll put on.
Is music to kind of get you going.
Yeah.
Okay. What about at night? Do you have, like, a night routine to get you ready to turn down for bed? If you don't, that's okay.
Let's see.
Or anything special that you do. It might be something different than what somebody else does.
I, like, spray, like, my room with, like, this, like, lavender thing.
Oh, I love that. Lavender is really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'll put on the middle, like, night light, which, like, glows in, like, my room.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
Mind you, guys, she's 16 with a fucking night light.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm not being funny.
Girl,
oh, no, that's so cute. So, a night light and the lavender spray.
Yeah. And music.
And music. Do you go to sleep with headphones in your ear?
No, I can't.
Okay. How does your music turn off? It doesn't?
No. I kind of like play music and stuff like that. When I'm sitting in bed and stuff like that. I can't listen to trap music. I gotta listen to generico before I go to sleep because
I'm gonna have to get you
trap music. I will be bumping in my bed like
twerking.
Yeah, like like doing a little bounce in my bed, and I would not go to sleep. I remember one day I did that, and I was like, why am I still up?
Girl, I'm going to have to get you. If that girl comes to Connecticut, we're going to her concert because you really love her.
I do.
Let me see. I definitely had one more question to end our show today. Oh, yeah. What is one thing that made you happiest this week?
I would say getting back to myself, not feeling so, like, down and, like, sappy. Getting a good grade on my anatomy test. Yeah.
Okay, good. And you mentioned all those things. Yeah. And then the last thing, what is, a tip or a piece of advice that you'd like our listeners to take away with? Because we've talked about a couple of things. But what's something that has helped you throughout all these years? Because we think about it, Christina, like, you're done with your basic...
Yeah.
Requirements. Like, if you decide not to go to college, that's up to you. Which I'm not, that's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you're done, like, you've been in crack programs since you were in kindergarten. Like, yeah. This is your senior. When you graduate in June, like, you're going into adulthood, mm-hmm. even though you might not have the responsibilities of an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's like one piece of advice? I know I'm putting you on the spot and you might not be able to think about it, but we can go back and edit this if you want. What's one piece of advice? It could be simple, a quote. Like, what's one piece of advice that's helped you get through, like, just your life so far?
It's corny, but.
No, it's not corny.
Be
okay.
yourself. Be your freaking self. Don't worry about
be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Don't worry about what other people say about you. I know it sounds corny. Everybody says that, but it's
no, but it's so true. Like
it's the truth.
Those are two good ones.
Yeah, one of the things that like I really like, realize, like, through, like, relationships and, like, going through, like, situations with, like, friends and stuff like that is, like, stop putting time and effort to someone who at the end of the day is not going to put time and effort to you.
I like that. So, be yourself. Don't worry about what people have to say about you or... And don't put time into somebody who doesn't put time into you.
Yeah. And get your mental right.
And get your mental right. Whatever that means. Like, however you need to do that.
Yeah.
I think that those are great pieces of advice, Christina, because we all struggle with that. You know, I'm pushing 30 and... I'm pushing 30 and just like I said in my intro, the me identifying who I am as a woman, as a Latina, you know, a sister, a daughter, like we have so many labels and I feel like people try to put us into boxes, but I think people don't understand that we're not one dimensional. We're two, three, four dimensional sometimes, you know, so I struggle still pushing 30 as like trying to figure out who I am because people say that you really don't find out who you are until your 30s. Yeah. Like, until way later in life. So that, you trying to figure out who you are, it's going to constantly change.
Yeah.
You know, worrying about people say about you is also a constant struggle. Because as much as you don't want to, what people say about you does make an impact.
Yeah.
Positive or negatively. Mm-hmm. But I think investing time into people who invest time into, you know, who invest time into you is also something really important because we often waste our time at people who, like, don't give us, you know, the same energy in return. Yeah. And relationships are about exchange of energy.
That's true.
Yeah. So, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we sign off?
I think I kind of summed everything up.
Yeah. This is good.
This is good.
Did you like it? Did you like being on your first podcast?
Catch you on the next podcast, y'all.
Ooh! Yes! So thank you so much, Christina, for being on Basic Latina Podcast.